Today is March the 9th, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. Before we do, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are Abba, the bright morning sun, the creator designer, the everlasting, faithful, gracious, and holy, holy, holy intelligent designer. You are Jesus, the keeper of our souls, the Lord over all our schools, Messiah, the name above all names, and the only wise God. You are pure, the quieter of our souls, our hearts, our minds, and all that we do. You give us rest, Lord. You are Savior and truth itself. You're the underwriter of everything that we do each day. You are victory in Jesus, and the way and the life and the truth, extraordinary in all of your ideas and all of your creations. And you are Yahweh, the zenith over all life itself. Gracious God, we come before you as children, children who seek to do things your way, who adore you and want to be like you. And Lord, as your children, help us to see the children that we teach and that we are involved with each and every day as fearfully and wonderfully made, made in your image, Lord. What a blessing to see children that way. Help us not to forget and help us to practice fearfully and wonderfully made today as we look into the eyes of each student and each of our colleagues. Gracious God, help us to treat them like you would. We love you, Lord, adore you, and thank you for this new day. In the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are up to Matthew 21 and verse 13 today. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? After Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, and the crowd shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!" He entered into the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he said to them, "The word of God," Matthew 21, verse 13, "It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers." The word of God, Matthew 21, verse 13. Praise God for the words that he has preserved for us. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today, I've chosen Washed by the Blood by City of Light. Once a slave to the fear and the darkness held within, oh, the weight of my sin, my shame, by his grace purified in redeeming sacrifice, living hope that won't spoil or fade. I am washed by the blood of the Son on the cross. I am washed by the blood of the Lamb. All my guilt, all my shame, were his wounds and his pain. I am washed by the blood of the Lamb. Now we know who we are, precious children called by God. Let us serve and exalt our King. With our hearts and our minds, freely offer up our lives. Run the race, fixed our gaze on him. We are washed by the blood of the Son on the cross. We are washed by the blood of the Lamb. All our guilt, all our shame, were his wounds and his pain. We are washed by the blood of the Lamb. We will rise as he rose, for the grave no longer holds. Every tear will be wiped away, and the saints will be heard praising God forevermore, face to face with the one who saves. We are washed by the blood of the Son on the cross. We are washed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the reading of the words of Jesus and this powerful song about him by City of Light. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every day at 1:16 p.m. Today, we are going to be praying for wisdom and grading, to know when to be firm and when to be merciful. That's one of the trickiest things about teaching. It's not always such a hard line, and it's tough. It's a tough decision. So pray before you grade. That's amazing, right? Sometimes those little things we don't even think about, but we know that he helps us with everything and anything. And so, my friends, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And we have chosen that time because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his fourth series called The Great Race. Today, his devotional is entitled The Life Jacket. The scripture he chose is John 16, verse 33. In this world you will have trouble. Take heart. I have overcome the world. At the middle school where Carmen taught math, she often felt as if she were drowning. However, she was not anxious or fearful about it. This had become her new normal. She felt wave after wave pushing her underwater again and again. The waves came from the students, parents, administrators, and co-workers. Last year, her school had been rated as underperforming due to the low test scores of 20 students in one ethnic subpopulation. Even though the school's total overall academic performance last year was improved, wave after wave of reforms were instituted at the campus as led by her principal and district specialists. Carmen was serving under a second-year principal, as well as new instructional specialists who were all trying to prove to their administrators that they were doing all they possibly could to improve student performance while establishing authority over the staff at the same time. Metaphorically, the school body had a broken wrist, but instead of treating the broken wrist, it had been placed in ICU and hooked up to all kinds of new machines, which were all new materials, strategies, programs, and accountability procedures being implemented, even in subjects and grade levels where the school had outperformed other similar schools in the district or region. The rounds of before and after school meetings were brutal and highly invasive to teacher autonomy and decision-making. Everything in the classroom was becoming scripted by someone outside of the classroom. Carmen was a master math teacher, and her students had always outperformed other students in the school and district. Her students, coming primarily from low-income neighborhoods, had scored commensurate with or above the school's serving affluent student populations. Yet no one in her school district, or even her school, asked her or wanted to know what she was doing to produce such results. Had they asked, Carmen's response would have been Jesus, followed by a description of her strategies, materials, and methods that he had given her. Carmen's voice was never heard because no one thought to ask. Those above her in authority were motivated by fear and desire to please people, not by wisdom or inquiry of the Lord. The once shining star math teacher had been forced this year to implement strategies and use materials that were not as effective as her own, while being told she was responsible for the results. State exams had recently ended, and Carmen thought perhaps she could unplug from the many machines and agendas. Yet, even before the results of this school year's tests were in, the foundation for more new changes were being established. Carmen had slowly, socially, and emotionally withdrawn from other faculty members due to the sheer amount of time it took to complete mandated curricular changes. At the same time, she pressed into the life of Christ and her relationship with him. Carmen knew her refuge and strength was not her profession, her professional success, her student test scores, her principal, her evaluation, her own self, and not even the campus prayer group she started, which evaporated under the constant duress and pressure of the school year. Her refuge and strength was Jesus and him alone. As the year progressed, Carmen began spending 10 to 15 minutes on her knees behind her desk each morning with the Lord before school started. Over and over, she saw herself as the woman with the issue of blood pushing through the crowd to reach the Savior in Matthew 9:20. God sheltered and protected her. He gave her revelation knowledge and led her to scriptures that fed her soul. He gave her scriptures to stand on, such as, "You will have trouble, but take heart," John 16, verse 33. And "Take courage," Mark 6, verse 50. She posted them in her room with no biblical references on them. She had the youth memorize them and chant them in unison. She stopped worrying about test scores. She let them go. Through the crisis year, her identity was solid in Christ alone. While attending a Christian Educator Association conference last summer, before the start of the school year, Carmen had spent 40 minutes alone with Jesus, inquiring of him regarding the coming school year. The Lord directed her to get a life jacket as a classroom prop. He told her to write on the jacket two bold words, "I am." In the journal time at the conference, Carmen had written down the message the Lord wanted to give her for the year. I am, and I am your life jacket. You will not drown this year. Though much of the time you will feel like you are underwater, trust me. Hang on to me. I will keep you afloat. Trust me. I will always bring you back to the surface, no matter how deep a wave may push you under. You can never go deeper than my hand can reach. Entwine your life with my word, the straps on the life jacket, and get ready for a professional ride like no other you have ever experienced. You have always liked roller coasters. Get ready for the professional ride of your life. No, I am right beside you. Love, always, Jesus. After the summer conference, Carmen found an old battered orange life jacket with white straps at a local thrift shop for $3, which she took to school. Using a black magic marker, she wrote, "I am," on it in large letters. The life jacket is what she rested her knees on when she prayed behind her desk each day. Sometimes, when she felt like she was drowning, she would wear it around the classroom while teaching. The students loved the novelty of it and asked her questions about it, which gave her a chance not to proselytize, but to tell them simply about Jesus and why she had it in the room. Many of the students also felt as though they were drowning in the circumstances of their life. The life jacket gave them hope and helped them to understand that teachers struggle and need help too. They learned that a personal relationship with Jesus helps to keep them afloat. The prayer. Lord, help us to take heart and overcome the professional trials before us as we cling to you and trust in you. And that was our devotional, written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's is from Albert Einstein. "Setting a good example is not the main means of influencing others. It is the only means." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the powerful words of Jesus from Matthew 21, verse 13. It is written, "My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Gracious God, thank you for prayer. Thank you for this communication that you give us, that we can come into your very throne room together as brothers and sisters in the public schools. Help us to never forsake it, and help us to always lean on prayer, that we may lean on you for all of our needs in our public schools. We love you, Lord, adore you, and thank you for all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.